Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
Jonathan de Burka Butler is here with us once again to bring us stories from other parts of the world. Jonathan,
Sean, how are you getting on?
Right, we're going to go to Paraguay first. They're having a bit of a spat with Israel.
They are. You'll remember a couple of months ago, it was about 3 or 4 months ago now at this stage, Donald Trump, with great fanfare, moved the embassy of the United States to Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Mm. And there was an expectation that a glut of countries would follow suit. But that hasn't really transpired. I think Guatemala followed. Paraguay also followed. And I think the Czech Republic opened a consulate or reopened a consulate in Jerusalem, right? So since then, Paraguay has in fact decided to change course. So it is moving its admittedly very small embassy from Jerusalem, which it had moved from Tel Aviv 3 months ago, back to Tel Aviv. And the Israeli government aren't particularly happy about that. So it all came about because basically the outgoing president, Horacio Cartes, decided that he'd fall in line with the American policy and follow them to Jerusalem. But the incoming president, who they knew about at the time, Mario Benitez, had said that he didn't think it was a good idea and that when he came to power, he was going to move it straight back to Tel Aviv. And that's exactly what he's done. So it seems to be causing unbelievable heartache for Paraguay when it seems to be completely unnecessary.
When everybody knew this was coming, everyone in Paraguay, everyone in Israel, and presumably the Israeli authorities probably
And it's the Israelis who've taken more notice of it, as you can imagine, because Netanyahu is not happy about this at all. Because this is the second insult that he's got from this part of the world in recent times. I think the outgoing president of Colombia, Juan Santos Calderon, who has a Nobel Peace Prize, of course, he said he recognised the Palestinian state and then left office. And the new guy who came in said he's not going to change that particular view either. So Netanyahu is not happy about this. And in fact, he released a statement himself. It wasn't just a spokesperson for the foreign ministry saying that, you know, this is going to cause tensions between Israel and Paraguay.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see how those tensions perhaps express themselves.
Indeed.
Ohio, we're going to go next. This is a story about a police officer who tasers an 11-year-old girl. Apparently that's a violation of department policy. That's the best they could come up with.
It is indeed. Yeah. Well, it's been investigated. So the report has just been released on this. So this guy, his name is Kevin Brown. He's 55-year-old, African-American. It's worth adding. He was working as a theft prevention officer at the supermarket on the 6th of August when a young girl came in and started stealing things and putting them into her bag. Okay, at the end of it all, she had about $50 worth of stuff. Apparently, everybody who knew her admitted that she had done it. But he used what would appear to be extremely excessive force. I don't know if you've ever witnessed anybody being tasered. I saw Ed Balls being tasered recently in a documentary that he was doing over in America. And he was screaming like a child as they picked him up off the ground. So you can imagine what it would be like, the pain for an 11-year-old girl. So this guy, as I said, Kevin Brown, he has form. He made inappropriate comments, according to the Cincinnati Inquirer, a number of years ago, homophobic comments, and he was reprimanded for that as well. So at the moment, he's suspended, and it remains to be seen whether he will be retired, shall we say, out of the force.
This guy was wearing a body cam, though, so this has been recorded?
Well, that's one of the four things that he did that were investigated, and they have against him, because they said that when he used the taser, he didn't actually have his body cam on, and he didn't switch on his body cam until he had actually hit the girl with the taser and then presumably arrested her, if you can arrest an 11-year-old. I don't even know if you can. And it was actually a comment that he made that originally got him into trouble. He said, "This is why there's no grocery stores in the black community," referring to what the girl was doing.
Right.
So it was that originally got him investigated, and then they heard reports that he had used the taser on the 11-year-old.
Right, okay. And the 11-year-old was black as well?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I suppose is it perhaps a misguided sense of trying to
teach someone a lesson
in his own community.
I know what you mean.
It's very odd. Right, okay. Italy, well, this is This is about Italy. Some people seem to be annoyed because Tunisian fishermen are rescuing migrants.
So there's two sides to this story. I suppose we have to look at it in the context of the fact that the you know the recent government, the coalition, the Five Star Movement and the League, who would be to the right of the political spectrum, to say the least, have said that they want to send back half a million undocumented migrants from Italy back to their various different countries. So it's in that backdrop. And there is two sides to the story. There's the Tunisian side, which I'll start with, if that's OK. So six Tunisian fishermen found a boat last week that was carrying 14 people. It was in difficulty. They stopped them, they gave them food and water, and they tried to persuade them to go back to Tunisia. They said, look, we'll give you a lift back. Those people in the boat insisted that they were going to go and try to get to Italy regardless. So the Tunisian fisherman said, look, we'll tug you a bit closer and we'll get you to the Italian Coast Guard, because they were, as I said, in difficulty. When the Italian Coast Guard eventually picked these guys up, they arrested the six fishermen and said that they were trafficking these individuals. So these six fishermen are currently being held in detention in Italy, and they could each get 15 years in prison. Now, the where they come from and the standing in particular that one of these particular fishermen has within his own community, apparently he's the president of a fishing community in this village, has meant that people have gone to Tunis from this village to actually protest their arrest and said that they were helping these people who are in difficulty and are not guilty of trafficking. But the Italians don't believe them.
Right, OK. So they should have just let them drown. Yeah. Right, Saudi Arabia we're going to go to next. And this guy with the acronym name, whose name I can never remember, but it's three letters, JLK, whatever his name is. But the guy who's effectively in charge of Saudi Arabia now, who's supposed to be a moderniser. Here's an example of perhaps that's not really happening. The guy's been arrested for having breakfast.
Yes, and that's the reason I've included it, because, you know, we know that women are driving cars now and all sorts of different things, but it's not exactly San Francisco 1967. And I suppose this is indicative of that. It's a man simply took a video of himself having breakfast with a woman in a location in Saudi Arabia. He then posted on Twitter. It went viral, and he was subsequently arrested. He was arrested because it violates the law, apparently.
To just have breakfast with
To them. Have breakfast
or
with,
or
a, with
meal.
A woman that is not related to you or you're not married to.
And is there any indication why this chap put it up on Facebook, and was it kind of as a provocation?
I don't think so. It seems that he was just... I don't think so. Now, it should be said that in the video, the two of them brag about the fact that they're having breakfast together with nobody else invited. And I think the thing that really annoyed people who got annoyed by it was the fact that the woman actually feeds him some food. Feeds him some food. Of course, she feeds him food.
Yes.
But anyway, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
And that would be seen as being a little bit beyond the pale, I think.
Right. Okay. So maybe this couple were romantically linked anyway.
They may well have been, but they're not. They weren't married.
Dear God, the uncivilization. Right, Uganda, we're going to go to next. And Museveni's under more pressure.
Yeah, Museveni's under quite a bit of pressure. There's a few things going on here. Last week, an outspoken police officer was assassinated outside his home along with his wife. This is a man who had resigned in January of this year because he had been accused of misconduct in the force. But in fact, really, there was the charges brought against him were politically motivated because he was critical of the head of police. At his funeral, the police spokesman and the government representative were basically run out of the proceedings by the mourners, who went on to start chanting, "People power, our power." Now, if you've been watching things in Uganda recently, you'll know that there's an Afrobeats musician by the name of Bobby Wine, who is causing untold problems for Museveni over the last couple of months. That is his chant. And he is, as I said, currently causing major problems, particularly internationally, for Museveni. And it's a story that's worth watching, because I think it might be something that's going to escalate over the next few months. Wine is currently in the United States of America. He went there at the end of August to receive medical treatment because he was arrested in Uganda in August and was beaten up and tortured in police detention. So he's causing quite a bit of a stir, as I said, and getting quite a bit of attention.
Maybe not that keen to return then. given?
He actually gave an interview to the BBC last week in which he said he once he's better, he has no fear of returning to Uganda to basically continue the fight. Now, how he gets on is a different story, but Museveni, you can tell how Museveni feels about it because he's reacted by putting out a statement saying that the international community has no business being involved in Uganda's domestic politics. So he's concerned.
Yeah.
Which is not like him.
Totally is. Right, in the minute or so we have left, what could we look out for over the next week or so?
Okay, so State of the Union speech will be given tomorrow by Jean-Claude Juncker. Okay,
yeah,
so we'll find
out.
The European Union, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And then on Saturday is International Day of Democracy, which will be celebrated by numerous people across the planet. And then Sunday in Berlin, Angela Merkel is going to meet with the Austrian Chancellor, Sebastian Kurz, to talk about how that region is going.
Yeah. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming into us. Jonathan De Barker-Butler there.